And welcome back to the show. As promised, Drew Doherty joining us, not for his regular Dear Drew segment.
Serious
throughout
stuff.
The course of the rest of the summer up until training camp. Drew, we're going to talk about coaches because you've had a chance to sit down with all of them, really get to know them. We talked about George Scottsy and him being officially named offensive coordinator a little bit earlier in the show. That's not who we're going to dwell on this time, but just give us quick thoughts on that move.
It was all but a formality. I mean, he basically was calling the offense last year, calling the plays, and he wasn't the offensive coordinator last year because he and Bill O'Brien had sort of been separated for a couple years while O'Brien was at Penn State. Godsey was still with the Patriots, so I think he just brought him back in, and it was kind of a reacclimation, so to speak, into the offense, but he knew what was going on, and now it's an official move, an official title that he's the offensive coordinator, but pretty exciting because anybody that can do what he was able to do and the rest of that offensive staff was able to do with four different quarterbacks getting significant time, hey, they deserve the OC call there that he got on Monday.
All right. Well, you're going to introduce us to Paul Pasqualoni today. And, you know, he's replaced Bill Kolar, who was one of my favorite coaches on the staff. We went way back to the Falcons day, a coach that used to scare me to death, intimidated me, and I grew to love him. He is now gone, but we've got a replacement, and I know you love the guy, and we want to hear more about him.
Well, he's like Kolar in that he has a wealth of experience. I mean, he's been in the NFL for over a dozen years. Most people probably know him for his time in the 90s, early 2000s at Syracuse. Very successful there. Coached guys like Donovan McNabb, Marvin Harrison, you know, the head coach there for the Orange. But he was most recently with the Chicago Bears. And you got to think this is a very, very interesting situation for him because he comes in and he gets to coach the best player in the NFL, J.J. Watt. And then a month or two into his job, he gets to add one of the best nose tackles of all time. And Vince Wilfork, not just a nose tackle, but that's the position in which he's listed. But you add those two guys to the locker room. Well, one is added and one was there. And then you have emerging guys like Jared Krick, who really came on strong in 2014, and Jeffrey Pagan, who's going to be in his second year. So Pasqualoni, as Krick said on Tuesday when he was on the radio with us, he's a guy who's really helped add things to their proverbial toolbox. He's a different voice than Kolar, and Kolar had things that he imparted, knowledge that he imparted, which was great. But this is a different type of knowledge that's being imparted by Pasqualoni, and it's going to be fun to see what little tweaks and what little nuances are shown in the offense, or shown in the defense.
Well, let's hear a little bit from Coach P when Drew had a chance to sit down with him.
I've always felt in football that, you had to turn over, you know, every rock, every stone. You're always looking to do the best job you could possibly do to prepare the players, because at the end of the day, the players have got to play and they've got to win the game. But our role, you know, is to get them ready to play. And, you know, the margin of error is just so slim in this game that it's 1, 2, 3 plays every week in this league that win or lose the game. So you're just trying to get your group, your defense, your team, your offense as prepared as they can be, maybe to help them make a play that'll help you win a game.
All right, that's Coach P, but he's not the only P that's coaching defensive linemen. Anthony Pleasant, he used to be the assistant strength coach with Fitzgerald here on the Texans. He's now the assistant defensive line coach. He played for the Patriots and has a couple Super Bowl rings. He's a guy that was so well-regarded and so trusted when he was a player. He was called Mufasa. So there's a lot of interesting stuff that he's going to be able to teach these young players, J.J. Watt, and some of his teammates from old. So it's going to be really cool. There's a lot of knowledge there at the coaching position in the defensive line meeting room.
And then there's Queen P right here.
Of course. Queen you tie that all. Yeah, nice. That was good. That was good.
All right. Well, that was great stuff, and we look forward to meeting these coaches all summer long. Who do we get the opportunity to meet next
week?
Well,
we're going to stick with the P's, and we're going to go with Coach Perry. John Perry coaches the tight ends. One of my favorite guys to talk with in the offices when you cross his path. He's got some interesting things to say. He's a very innovative guy. And his tight end group, mark my words, going to be a lot better than they were in 2014 because they were sort of limited in part by all the inconsistency at quarterback. So look for great things from Perry and the tight end group. We'll investigate that next week.
That will be next week right here on Texans Huddle on Fox Sports Southwest, Thursdays at 6. Have a great week, everyone.